USA Radio News.
More than 10,000 firefighters are continuing to fight wildfires in Northern California and Southern Oregon. As evacuation orders continue to come in across both states, firefighters saying the winds picking up can be a blessing and a curse.
Wind coming in clears the airspace so we can see what we're doing and actually have an aerial firefight. However, it does mean increased fire activity.
Senator Marco Rubio, along with a bipartisan group of five other lawmakers, slammed Google over its reported plans to introduce a censored search engine in China. Regarding China, Rubio says the United States really has to be careful.
There is no greater threat to the United States because China seeks to replace us, and we're still struggling in this country because for the first time since the end of the Cold War, we now have a near-peer adversary, and a near-peer adversary that is looking to overtake us, and frankly, we're helping them.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. You know, it's tough to do the things you need to do when you're not getting quality sleep. I don't know, because I've been settling for the sleep my old pillow was giving me, but not anymore. With my pillow, I get that deep feeling refreshed the next morning sleep I need and deserve. Look, I can't do the things I need to do without the kind of restorative sleep my pillow gives me night after night. And now for the summer, my pillow's brought back their best offer ever. Buy one my pillow and get one absolutely free. Just go to mypillow.com and make sure to use my promo code USA. That's promo code USA. If you want that quality sleep that makes you feel like a new person the next morning, take advantage of this offer now. Get one for yourself and one for your wife, your husband, your neighbor, the mailman, whoever. My Pillow is 100% machine washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Take advantage of My Pillow's very best offer. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, and use my promo code USA. Be sure to use that promo code USA to get the Buy One, Get One offer. That's MyPillow.com.
Who, what, where, and how are answered, but there's no why in last year's Vegas mass shooting. More from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
The motive behind the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history may never be known. That according to Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo as he releases the final report on last October shooting on the Vegas Strip. 58 people were killed and hundreds more wounded when Stephen Paddock fired more than 1,050 bullets from his 32nd floor hotel room.
By all accounts, Stephen Paddock was an unremarkable man, whose movements leading up to October 1st didn't raise any suspicion.
Paddock shot and killed himself before police could get to him. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Nearly 400 people across 15 states have become ill after eating salads from McDonald's, including 16 patients who had to be hospitalized. The FDA confirmed the presence of Cleptosporidia in an unused package of Fresh Express salad mix distributed to McDonald's in late July. You can check us out online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
A new study by Deloitte came out and said that millennials, 43% of them, expect to leave their current job within 2 years. Larry Winget is a pit bull of personal development. He joined Fox News to talk about why people sometimes seem to get bored, especially millennials, with their job.
Well, we need to look at why this is really happening. You know, I have three grandsons, and they get all into something, and they're into it for a little while, and then they run over and start doing something else, and then they get bored with that and go do something else. And we have to understand that this story, just like with my grandkids, is about maturity. And these kids are immature. They're letting their feelings and their emotions run their lives. And mature people don't do that. We're about commitment, responsibility. When you give your word, you keep it. And that's what taking a job is all about. When you give your word that you're going to show up and you work, you keep it. That's a character issue. And that's taught by parents.
Winget also reminds us of one key thing.
We have to always remember when we're talking about millennials, we're not talking about the majority of millennials. 43% is approaching a pretty good number, though. But they also have to remember that at some point, after they followed their bliss, they quit their job. And, you know, the story is a story I was just reading about this topic. They got a kid that's 27 years old. Well, that's not a kid anymore. He's making over $100,000 a year, and he just can't understand why they'll only give him 2 weeks off. He just can't deal.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.